Cleveland's Country 99.5 WGAR. Brian and Leanne
can now talk football because basketball is finally over. The Cleveland Browns with their first mandatory week of practice for players. Like Johnny Manziel. Remember him?
I do remember.
He finally talked to reporters.
Johnny Football.
Johnny Football back from rehab and trying to make the best of things and forgetting about, well, last year.
You know, last year is last year for me. It was not very good. So for me, I'm trying to close that chapter and just build on what I've done. Just try and close that chapter in my life. Not one that I'm very proud of, not one that I want to look back on very much and dwell back on, that's for sure.
There you go. Whether you like him or you hate him, I mean, obviously he's talking now a little bit about it, but he really wants to talk football.
Close that chapter is also code for don't ask me.
Don't ask me.
Please stop asking
Book's
me.
Book's over. Wait for the movie.
That's right.
He's going to focus on football now.
Continue to build on the things that, you know, I've done throughout this offseason. So.
Right, what went wrong last year? Kind of bought into his own hype.
I think it just overtook who I was just as a person, too. I think, you know, at times, you know, Johnny Football probably took over me a little bit, too. And I bought into that. I mean, like I said, you know, I think I didn't do my best to hush things down, push down the hype. You know, I think at times I welcomed it with immaturity and just accepted that a little bit. And that's my fault. At the end of the day, everything that happened last year is not on anybody else but myself. You know, I guess I wasn't, you know, prepared to handle the type of spotlight that I got and all the hype that came with it. So, you know, moving forward, I'm trying to do my part to just push that down, suffocate that a little bit, and just try and live my life and come out here. And, you know, I'm happy being back out here on the football field. I'm happy being back out here with these guys.
I'm excited
to come to work every day.
You're going to take this Johnny Manziel moment to punch me right in the face.
Hang on. He's talking about moving forward.
All right.
We should too.
I think I've done a good job throughout this offseason of really trying to get back to my roots and who I really am as a person. You know, I moved out
of. What color is his hair?
Obviously, as you guys know, I moved.
He moved out of that.
I got back to doing some things that I grew up doing that I really enjoy, that are quiet, that are, you know, occupy my time in a better way other than traveling or anything else of that sort. So I'm here in Cleveland.
All right, blah, 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 blah. Anything else?
You know, I think I just need to continue to do the right thing.
Yes.
Continue to do.
There you go.
Stay sober.
Wow. And ladies and gentlemen, wait to hear this last comment I saved for you.
Wait, I appreciate all these. I'm proud of him.
Yeah, might change your opinion.
Good job, Johnny.
Here we go. You ready? This is the one thing I saved for the end.
The money sign will not be back. Will not be making
it.
The money sign is gone because he's ready to turn the page. And that's probably smart for Johnny Manziel because he'll be turning pages on that clipboard that he'll be holding for Josh McCown. Brian and Leanne.